Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am back in the saddle in the ATX. It is Friday, April 8th. The year is 2022. I want to thank the crew for doing a great job. While I was in Connecticut for 3 days being deposed, or their total 4 days, but being deposed 2 days, got back yesterday afternoon. Our flight got in a little bit late, so I was unable to do the broadcast. But Harrison Smith did a really excellent job. You know, I tend to get up here. I'm exhausted particularly and just start getting very loud and bombastic. That's really a coping strategy I have for when I'm exhausted and I am also very frustrated with everything that's happening and unfolding. As they say, ignorance is bliss and the beginning of knowledge comes with great sorrow. One is the 20th century antidote, the other is out of the Holy Bible. Ignorance is bliss. And the beginning of knowledge comes great sorrow. But also with great knowledge comes great compassion and decency and civilization and everything we need to move into the future. And I can see God's hand and God's work in everything we face, everything we see unfolding. But the madness and the insanity of the satanic left is just unspeakably obvious now. And their open attack on children's innocence and their very bodies with deadly injections and gender-bending drugs and brainwashing is just the beginning of what they have planned for our little ones. So those of us that stand up for the little ones are going to be attacked. We're going to be demonized. We're going to be shot. We're going to be killed. We're going to be imprisoned. We're going to be tortured. We're going to be a lot of things are going to happen to a lot of us. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, God is watching and God is in control. And those evildoers carrying these wicked deeds out will pay. In fact, the crew found one of the great knowledge comes great sorrow quotes. There's four or five of the Bible. But Ecclesiastes 1:18 is, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow." Or you can boil that down to ignorance is bliss. I have much knowledge. And I have much sorrow. Much sorrow for the hundreds of millions of innocent people starving to death right now. While we go to our football games and watch our sitcoms. And then people that are living in pockets still of Western freedom, Western wealth, just go about their business, playing golf and tennis and having fun and going to movies. And as the water rises for those final islands of safety and security will finally be engulfed. But ignorance is bliss, right? And with much knowledge comes great sorrow, but also with the beginning of knowledge comes great sorrow. Those are both Bible quotes. But we are about to see the world we've known destroyed and on its ashes built a system designed to destroy the human that's made in the image of God. It's a very sad thing. It's a very painful thing to see the spirit of evil spreading its black wings over the earth and sinking its long, stinking fangs into our children's very souls. But that is the price of consciousness and free will. For good is not the only thing in the universe. Evil dwells there as well. And it is when those good spirits do not stand up and fight for innocence, that innocence is destroyed. And the blood of the children is on our hands. We'll be right back. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
At the end of the archetypal Star Wars Episode 3, before it was Disney-fied, Yoda says, "Failed have I." And failed we have. Now the real pain starts. Now the new world order is going to kill billions of people, including a lot of us, and target our children for slow chemical biological annihilation. But these demons like to take their time with the children. Failed have I. But the seeds have been planted. Now, gone through the first act into the second act, we'll have great victory in the third act. But when Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane, was omnipresent, but still in the body of a human, feeling all of it, tasting it all, smelling it all, seeing it all, he wept and said, "Please take this cup from me." The cup was not taken away. Because only by going in, through, and beyond do we find our true place in God's pantheon. Only by this test, and you will all be tested just as Christ was. You are not Christ, but you are a sub-archetype, and that's why Satan hates you. Your soul is so beautiful, and its potential so powerful, that these demons rage with envy at your glory and your might. Because a spark of the Creator fell and kindled and created what you are in your mother's womb. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this April 8th, 2022 transmission. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. And I can tell you that, you know, we forecast things here and we talk about a lot of things that come true and we wish they wouldn't. We forecast them, hopefully, so people understand what's happening and see it before it happens so we can either completely stop it or mitigate it. But the spirit of evil that is running rampant on this planet right now is going to burn like an out-of-control wildfire. And already is. So let me stop pontificating and actually get into the news we've got here. Pretty amazing. NBC News came out with a big report saying, yes, we lied to the public on purpose. It's for your own good. The Pentagon came out and said we lied to the public on purpose. It's for their own good. Here's the InfoWars article about it, but here's the actual NBC story. And that's really the last phase of lying, isn't it? Where they lie and try to cover it up, then deny it, then attack people that are pointing it out, then finally just go, yeah, we're lying to you for your own good. And we're censoring you for your own good. Yes, it's all for our own good, isn't it? Just a few decades ago, it was maybe one woman a year had her breasts removed because she thought she was a man, mutilating herself. Now it's hundreds of thousands of women a year have their breasts cut off. Some as young as 12 years old. After all, Angelina Jolie made it so cool. And Megyn Kelly laughs about how her third-grade son, they tried to turn him into a transgender. But it's not a laughing matter. It's not like it's some kooky side French thing. This is the biological takeover of our civilization by the technocrats. This is some weird thing that was hatched on university campuses by weirdos 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It was developed and prepared for the moment we're at now. There's that stack. We have the big Russia stack. Breaking. Russia suspended from UN Human Rights Council. We're going to be getting to that. We have this report out. Western Journal has it. It's big polls. 17% of Biden voters would have abandoned him if they knew about the stories covered and censored by the media, like the Hunter Biden pedo laptop, which is him talking about the head of Chinese intelligence, the one that controls me and my dad, and he's worth $57 billion, and we have $3 billion or whatever it is, and it's missing, and he's disappeared. My handler in China's been arrested. What am I going to do? I mean, that's where we are in a country, where they'll arrest people and try to give them 10 years in prison for when the cops wave them in, the majority of folks, into the Capitol. And they're walking between velvet ropes. They don't know an hour before people did break in. The police stood down. They don't know. But they still get to sit in solitary confinement for a year. Finally, a judge acquitted on all charges a January 6th protester who was on the tail end of folks that went in and didn't know. There's video of it all. The government's still trying to suppress it, but he was able to get it via the trial. The evidence was put on. He chose a judge instead of a jury. And the judge said, yeah, polite the whole time, never attacked anybody. Didn't know he was waved in. Didn't know that he shouldn't have gone in. But just remember that's the type of stuff that's going on. And you can laugh at January 6th and say, oh, my gosh, they overblow it. They make a big deal about it. Can we just move on? It's not about January 6th. It was still a terrible fiasco, and I wish it never would have happened. It's about the fact that they're branding all Americans or populists or conservatives or nationalists as terrorists officially and have moved on to the PTA meetings and the school boards. I mean, this is really, really happening. And there's a stack of articles here today, New York Times, London Guardian, where it says the investigation has moved on to Ali Alexander and Alex Jones. It says we're the main focus of the investigation by the Jan 6 committee and by the Justice Department. And, of course, I told you that last week, didn't I? And I'm not going to get into it now at this point, but it's just ridiculous. We want to talk to you about, you know, were you involved in this? Yeah, involved in going out and putting gasoline on myself and lighting myself on fire or putting a shotgun up to my foot and blowing my foot off. No, I'm not involved in the fiasco of the idiots that went in there because they thought Q was commanding them to, and there were some provocateurs, and then they had half the cops there they were supposed to, and they blocked Trump's National Guard. We were set up by the institutions that were supposed to be protecting that Capitol so they could let a few misguided morons led by Q brainwashing break into the Capitol so that then the entire million people out there protesting for a 10-day investigation in the Senate could be demonized and they could attempt the outlaw of dissent in this country, which they're now officially doing. I saw in the news 2 weeks ago that all these prosecutors were stepping down or resigning, refusing to, quote, do what they've been asked to do to go after First Amendment activity. But see, now they have the people that will do it. Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Garland. Yes, sir, Mr. Biden. We will go after people for their First Amendment now. I mean, you're not going to just get put in Twitter jail or get banned on YouTube now. Oh, no, 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 no. You're gonna be on the inside of a federal prison. And people are like, whoa, we better back off then and not criticize this. Well, then you all end up in a prison. Remember what they said in A Bug's Life when the grasshoppers are making the ants gather all this food up for them because they're lazy? And the other grasshoppers say to the head grasshopper, why'd you just attack and beat up that one little ant? who didn't follow your orders. You just ignored him. And he goes, because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And there goes our way of life, being able to do whatever these sick globalist demons want to be able to do to us. Yeah, there's the scene right there. In fact, try to cue it up next segment if we can. So here's the deal. I've said this 100 times. I'll say it again. If this was just some boss hog government, they wanted a big, popular, powerful country, and they were skimming something off the top, I wouldn't be even fighting with these people. I'd be like, that's not good. You shouldn't do that. But I'm not going to go up against boss hog when all he's doing is boss hogging. But when people are cutting little girls' breasts off and little boys' penises off, and it's all over the news they should do it, man, we're in a freaking cult. And I want out of it. And I'm not going along with it because this is satanic. If you don't oppose this, you might as well get on your knees to Satan and sign your name in blood in the book of death. Not me. I want mine written in the book of life. Be right back.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One person is allowed to stand up and rally the people. That triggers the power of populism and the programming God put in us to build good, decent, powerful, beautiful civilizations that will stretch to the cosmos and beyond at just this level of creation. That's why they fear you standing up and being a true individual.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Quite the motivational speaker, isn't he?
Let's ride!
Now that's a children's movie. This is the real world, not some Hollywood fantasy. And of course, used to Hollywood had some decent messages in it like that because those are popular. It's what people want, but notice over time it's all been taken out. You go see basically anything now, it's just pure satanic garbage. Let's talk about this right now, because this is a big, big deal. Oh, and the UN will tell you that if they come out and said it, they're the ones running it and doing it. The entire planet Earth operates on the 90-day food supply. And Jack Posobiec put out an excellent link to a video laying that out. About 50% of the world's calories is that grain alone you see on screen. In fact, maybe we should play this. Let's go ahead and roll this now. Here it is.
15% of the world's calories come from wheat. About a third of that wheat comes from Russia, Ukraine. Russia has banned export of wheat. The wheat spring planting season is like now, this week. And there's not a lot of planting going on. So not only is the current wheat supply in Russia, Ukraine blocked up and cannot make its way for countries in Africa and elsewhere, but the future planting season is now significantly at risk. And again, that's 15% of global calories. And I just to take a step back, the whole planet Earth operates on a 90-day food supply. Once we stop making food, humans run out of food in 90 days. And that's not just linearly across all nations. What happens is the most vulnerable nations lose their food supply first, and the richer nations buy that food supply to secure their population's calories. And so you very quickly see a bifurcation happen where suddenly famine is a real risk. And we already have about 800 million people on Earth that are subsisting on below 1,200 calories a day. So this very quickly tips the bucket in a significant way in a number of countries that's going to be really awful. And that's just on the wheat supply and wheat planting problem.
Perfectly said. So you see 800 million. It's 270 million they estimate. the UN does, that are about to starve to death the next year and a half, 2 years. And it's very accurate because the UN runs the food distribution and the controls, even with the corporations. It creates a technocracy tracking system so they can control it and turn it off when they want. And then they'll have a photo op with some models flying by helicopter and feed a few starving African kids that look like they're about to die. Most of them do. Get eaten by buzzards, by vultures. And then the supermodel gets back on the helicopter, flies back, gets on a jet and leaves. And they put it on TV. Give us money. They're starving. They're dying. When the two-year lockdowns, because they did lockdowns in Africa for up to 2 years in many countries, because the IMF and World Bank ordered it. Remember the head of Belarus showed the documents on air a year and a half ago where they were going to give him billions of dollars if he just made everybody stay in except big companies. Big multinational companies, they gave him a list that were in Belarus. They would all stay open. It was everybody else wouldn't. And he said, why would I take $2-3 billion to steal hundreds of billions from my people? No. But that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. You think the National Geographic photographer took that famous photo of the vulture about to eat the dead black baby? I think they actually took that baby and actually gave him food and nursed him back to health? The answer is no. They use that baby to get you to think the UN cares about you when the UN is set up by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds to establish planetary government, planetary control over every facet of your life, and now we're here. It ain't coming. You get a front row seat to Davos Group and UN meetings where their top people say, you don't have free will, it's gone. We're going to get rid of 90% of you. In fact, there won't be any humans by 2045. I'm showing you documents. Hey, look, they say 90% depopulation by 2030. And you've got all the Democrats running around and leftists saying the world's all about to end in 8 years. They don't mean the world for them. They mean for us, folks, like this little black baby that starved to death. People always say, why don't they just move where the food is? It's always a war. It's always some mining company kicking them off that causes that. You're like, well, there are probably too many people. Really, you're going to watch that vulture eat that baby? The point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world. This right here. This right there. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. That's where humanity is, on its knees. And you know that little boy is praying to God right there. He's never been told about God, but he knows in his heart he's already about to die. His spirit is about to go to God, and he's there on his knees in 100-degree heat with a vulture that's about to eat his guts. And that's the New World Order. That's the UN. That's Madeleine Albright up there, who's burning in hell now, who died 2 weeks ago. The media worshiping, oh, she's a woman. Oh, first secretary is a woman. Oh, it's like, oh, first black female member of the Supreme Court. Oh, well, so what if she's a pedo booster and, you know, anti-gun and everything? She's black. And Madeleine Albright says, hey, what about 500,000 dead kids with your sanctions in Iraq? Three times worse than George Herbert Walker Bush's that were horrible. She said, yeah, it was a good price to pay. To see, that's her power. She's so powerful. But she's liberal. If I question a mass shooting, then I'm the worst man on earth, or Jesse Smollett, or WMDs in Iraq. But if you killed, Fuzzy Stahl's like, your sanctions, you ran, killed 500,000 children. She goes, that's right. She goes, is that a good price to pay? Yeah, it's a good price. Yeah. And they're like, oh! Liberal. Oh, they're chopping millions of little boys' penises off every year and hundreds of thousands of little girls' breasts. Oh, liberal. Oh, it's almost as liberal as a vulture eating a black baby. And when the clock strikes midnight, which it's about to do, ladies and gentlemen, all the evil you've seen is going to be visited on us.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I went over the phones up today in the second and third hour. I've cleared the decks. We have one guest popping in who got his leg really, really messed up or amputated after he took the shot. It's been in the news. We're going to have to take a lot of calls here on this Friday edition. I'm very blessed and honored to be here. Thank you for joining us. I was talking about the UN keeping most of the money it collects to, quote, feed starving people while it actually puts the policies in with COVID, but also previous operations to cause the mass starvation and control, and that the supermodels famously fly out, take their photos of the dead and dying children, and then fly out. But to clarify, I wasn't saying that the photographer in the famous photo itself actually didn't help the child. I'm saying in the aggregate that this is a well-known phenomenon. In fact, there's an article about it. The famous photographer who took his own life after taking this one photo of the little boy about to die, about to be eaten by the buzzard. So there you have that. But I wanted to hit a few more of these articles dealing with the economy and the cutting off of the food and how it's been the lockdowns that have caused the breakdown of society. It's been the lockdowns, not the pandemic, that caused all the havoc. There's a big Mises Institute article up on Infowars.com. It's very important. I suggest you read and share. That lays that all out. So, continuing, inflation, what they're not telling you. The fact that it's every product and it's not going away and it's from the devaluation of currency, it is, and the shutting down of infrastructure, it is, and supply chain, it is not from Russia. And if it was Russia's fault, boy, that'd be great. That'd be easy to fix. Drill more oil, set up more energy systems here. But that's being shut down simultaneously by the same people that devalued the currencies. That's just a fact. Big article on that, actually, in the Federalist.com. Biden admin prioritizes climate fantasies while famine threatens the world. And it goes all through how, oh, Biden's a kook. He's a nut. They're cutting down coal plants and shutting down gas plants and shutting down oil drilling and pipelines, which is killing and starving people and bankrupting people here. But it's just because he's a kook. He's a nut. He's stupid. Why does he do that? Because it's a post-industrial world. But it's okay because, look, you've got the one fake black lady up on screen with Biden, who's Indian. Nothing against Indian. She's the first Indian vice president. And then you've got the black lady who is a pedo supporter and a total communist, but that's cool because she's authoritarian. You're supposed to just fall down and worship her. But nobody's supposed to go help the baby being eaten by the vulture, whether they be black or white. Just in, U.S. court reinstates Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for all federal employees. Told you that was coming. They're going to bring it all back. China's already done it. Destroying America to save it, Biden's nihilistic destruction of the energy industry. Excellent article. Again, I mentioned you should go read and see the facts for yourself. How the Fed made itself into the world's biggest savings and loan. And it just goes on from there. Study. Americans will need to spend $5,200 more this year to live the exact same life. And that's just getting started. The media is ignoring these two events which could cause economic collapse, particularly the dollar. And that's the ruble going up and gold going up and being connected to those. And, of course, the world reserve currency they're pushing as well. And how that will affect the special drawing rights banking system, it's a big deal. I've abbreviated that. Just go read it for yourself. All right. I've got big news on the pedo front, because they just had their pedo out in the open situation. That's that segment. I've got all over the world, in the U.S., in blue cities, but also in Europe, other areas, people just have the book thrown at them that defend themselves. Oh, you've been robbed four times. Oh, they raped your wife. Oh, they got a knife. They're trying to stab you. You defend yourself? Even with your fist, you go to jail and get a longer sentence than they get. Macron says he is opposed to self-defense. That's a close quote after a farmer shoots one of four burglars who broke into his home. You know, Tim Pool tweeted, gun rights are human rights. And that's true, but self-defense is one of the most basic human rights there is. Any government or system telling you it's bad is the enemy. So that's coming up as well in more detail. And why don't the Democrats care? There was a town hall article last Monday, this last Monday, 5 days ago, that I didn't get to when I was doing the show. But the headlines were, it's like the Democrats are trying to implode themselves. It's like they're trying to destroy themselves. No, their mission is to destroy America and any free system. They're the demolition operatives in this economic, cultural, spiritual, biological, chemical war. So you look at them and you're like, why are they destroying their own country? Why are they hurting their own interests? Why, if they rule everything, why are they trying to make it all horrible? Because they want to get rid of people, because they like to kill people, because they're bad. And you're like, well, that sounds really mean. Well, look at all the other countries. Look at all the other carnage you read about, you see in history, and you actually witness yourself now happening here and around the world. That's what happens when good people do nothing and let bad people get in charge. Speaking of that, There's a lot of disinfo articles and a lot of fake news out there saying that InfoWars is swimming in money. And it's not true. InfoWars is maxed out. InfoWars does not want to have layoffs. I personally bought an expensive, nice house knowing the market would go up 4 years ago, sold it for double, put it right back into the operation. That's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. And somebody running an operation like this needs $20, $30 million in the bank. We've got a couple million in the bank, maximum, and that's for payroll and stuff out in the future. I personally have exhausted my funds down to almost nothing, which is fine. I don't care. I got a decent car, these places I live now. I don't care about all that. I'm really concerned about what's happening in the world, but we really need your support. Plus, we got great products. So it'll sell out by the end of the weekend. It is the part two of the founding member coins. The first was George Washington slaying the dragon. The second is the Tree of Liberty, Thomas Jefferson quote, with also the skull on the back, beautiful coin. And we'll tell you what the third one is, and that's it for founder coins. There'll be no more founder coins. And if we're able to continue on and operate, those that are founding members are going to get something, a lot of things that are very, very special. If you're email with us when you do that, I'm leaving it at that. But a lot of new stuff getting launched with some great people we're working with. And it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous coin. The second one, the first one was amazing. I personally like this one even better than the first, and it will sell out. Because I was out of town a little bit, so it would have sold out today, but it'll sell out probably by Saturday evening at current sales rates. If you want to get yours, we're going to hold back 250 for special deals and things in the future, but it'll officially sell out its main offering at the price it's being offered, and that will be sometime in the next 48 hours or so. InfoWarsStore.com is a big banner at the top to link through to PatriotCollectibles.com to get it. Or simply go to 1776coin.com. And then finally, we're doing all this accounting and stuff to try to find where the money is and where is it. They keep telling me for years, they're like, Alex, you're designing new T-shirts all the time, but you never really promote them. We've got 63,000 T-shirts, and if we sold them, where the profit would be $1 million or more, but if you just sell them at cost, we'll bring in $500,000, $600,000. Okay, so they're all at cost. If the shirt costs $5, it's $5. If it costs $10, it's $10. Some of them are designer, they cost $20 or $20. They're all there, Rest Fauci shirts, you name it, and they're all limited edition because no matter if it's the oldest shirts we've had, the InfoWars In Your Face shirt or the Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Work shirts or Trinity Response Team shirts or the Gadsden flag shirts, we'll have some new shirts limited in the future, but this inventory's got to go. These shirts will never be remade again. All these classic shirts, over 200 designs, and a lot of them have already sold out. We're down to 41,000 shirts, so great job everybody in the last week. You bought more than 20,000 shirts, and they're going to be all out in the world, triggering leftists and globalists and tyrants everywhere. They're really a piece of history. We need the funds now, so go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsTees.com. Takes you right to the subpage of all the great T-shirts and all the apparel, ball caps, flags, all of it is at cost. Bolon, Labe, the list goes on and on at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Gentlemen, we are back live. So look at the news today. And all you see on corporate media is an obsession with putting experimental shots that don't protect you from a virus, but destroy your immune system and give you blood clots and all these other horrible things. Obsessed, foaming at the mouth, drooling to get them in children. And then drooling to talk to 5- and 4-year-olds in public school and everywhere else about how they can be another gender and having the school market that this person has another gender so the state takes control of your child and screws them up and then has them later amputate their genitals. I mean, that's what's going on. And we have the new Supreme Court justice after Mitt Romney came in as a reporter. What a curse that man is. And she literally, it's not like she just always gives below the minimum sentence, the worst judge in the federal government for defending pedophiles, but baby rapers? I mean, actually says child rape torture. And apologizing to people that are going to jail for, in some cases, a couple months? And if you punch the cop in the face on January 6th, you're getting 20 years in jail. If you walked in there, didn't do anything violent, you're getting, you know, a year in jail. Except for this guy that just got acquitted because the cops waved him in. But if you're sharing tens of thousands of images of children, real children, being tortured and raped, or you even are part of it, you're going to serve a couple years, sometimes a couple months. And, man, I was reading her opinions and reading the transcripts. I mean, you're reading the stuff, and you're like, this can't be real. This cannot be real. And then you go check the links, and it's all real. I mean, this is just like, what world do we live in? What parallel universe? Well, I'll tell you, it's not a parallel universe of evil. It's a parallel universe where good people haven't stood up. So here's Jen Psaki. Says gender-affirming health care for transgender kids is the best practice for potentially life-saving care. That's what they're all saying. Oh, they might commit suicide if you don't chemically castrate them or cut their genitals off. Think about that. Transgenders have the highest level of suicide and lowest life expectancy of anybody in the world because they've been targeted by the globalists for extermination. Not because people are mean to them. Not because they're not celebrated enough. That's the spider web of celebrating it to get people to do it. And I'm not attacking some people that have decided to do it or people that are, you know, are doing it, quote, in a healthy way. That's what they want to do. And I put health in quotes. That's their free will. Just stay away from the children. Psaki, gender-affirming health care for transgender kids is the best practice for potential life-saving. The White House has determined that gender-affirming care includes social affirmation, worshiping it, puberty blockers, hormone therapy, gender-affirming surgery, cutting the genitals off. Let me show you some genitals being cut off. You know, here's a meme that says how women have changed over the years. 1970s, you know, and in the 80s, they started trimming their pubic hair. By the 90s, they were all gone, and well, now in the year 2020, it's not a female anymore. Women have a penis. No joke. This is real. Don't misgender in California and get arrested. And here's two biological women who had their breasts removed. And this poor lady even had her nipples removed. They think they're men now. Everyone has to celebrate it. Look, you cut your breast off. Not because you had breast cancer, but because you're a man. Yay! Ooh, you ran off the edge of a cliff. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. It's so magical. It's so magical. So dreamy, creamy. White House latest threats expose depravity that cannot stand. That's a perfect way of saying it. Depravity that cannot stand. If you were in a coma for the last decade and suddenly woke up, there's likely nothing that could shock you more than how quickly radical transgender ideology has overtaken society. Because it's not radical, it's establishment. It's what the big banks, corporations want. It's a depopulation plan. It's for transgenderism, is to get you ready for transhumanism. Imagine hearing arguments in 2012 that children should only be able to choose their gender after the school tells them to and manipulates them, but they have a civil right to physically mutilate themselves in response. Yet that's exactly where we are. Yeah, it used to be you chopped your finger off and put you in a mental institution. Now you want your penis chopped off. It's good. As red states has reported recently, calls for gender-affirming care have moved on from the fringe to firmly into mainstream Democrat politics. And Republican governors and others have been vetoing bills that would stop it. Just the targeting of children. Hell, the governor of Florida just said, hey, 5 to 8 years old, don't talk to them about sex. They're like, you want them to commit suicide. You hate gay people. We're like, dude, if a mom or dad was talking to their child about this type of adult sex and things that children aren't doing, they'd be bad people. This is rank. This is teachers. This is the school. I mean, think about the power grab here. But see, no one would expect something this outrageous, this over the top. But that's who these people are. Rogan on trans NCAA champ swimmer Leah Thomas, an assault on women's rights, women's sports. Of course it is. You're a biological woman. You have different chromosomes. You are definitely a woman. And because somebody else says they're a woman, you've got to accept them beating you at wrestling or swimming or sprinting or pole vaulting or shot putting. And now in most sports, it's men dominating it. So the men dominate the men's, and then the ones that can't win in men's, they go down and beat up the girls. The classic bully bit. Oh, my gosh, he's a guy with long hair talking in a lisp. Let's immediately bow down to him right now. President Macron says he is opposed to self-defense as farmer shoots one of the burglars who broke into his home. I'm going to get more into this next hour. I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to take your calls. We also have big pushes by Elon Musk, who I'm on the fence about. He'll say five good things, then one horrible thing. He's pushing robot takeover, universal basic income. We'll get into that next hour, how that ties together. And we're going to take your phone calls today, 6 after next hour. We'll open the phones up. We'll take your phone calls for the next hour and 54 minutes ahead of the next great guest host that takes over at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have the latest on COVID lockdowns, part 3 coming. Told you it was coming. It's all mainstream news now and a lot more. But again, knowing has had the battle. We also have Brian Stelter had a disinformation summit where he declares all other media, but corporate media, evil and horrible that must be banned. And they just got annihilated by the college students that were like, hey, you guys said the Hunter Biden laptop was a Russian disinfo. No, you know, it was real. Hey, you said that. Yeah, you say that there's not two genders. There's like 57 of them currently. I mean, it's a joke. It's Humpty Dumpty with no viewers up there. But he's going to tell you, and he's going to run fact-checking groups for CNN and Microsoft and Google and Twitter that censor and control what everybody can see, everybody can hear. It is despicable. And, folks, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. We are what the enemy hates the most. They know that we successfully, your help, us together, ignited the current resistance. And that's why we're the most targeted. So I need your prayer now, please. And I need your word of mouth to share the articles and videos to override the censorship. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, like I said earlier. And all our T-shirts must go. None of these designs will ever be made again. Some of these designs we've been making 25 years. Some we've been making a month. All of it's going to go. From triple X large down to children small. It's all there. Liberty or death, don't tread on me. So much. InfoWarsStore.com. Arrest Fauci, limited edition. All of it. Believe me, you're going to need it because they're going to try to lock down again. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that will keep us on the air. Love that. Come and take it. Shirt she's wearing right there, the great Christy Lee. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's nothing the globalists hate more than us creating an economy, an ecosystem of patriots that are self-funding. That pisses them off because that's getting ahead of their mark of the beast, which will try to control what everybody does via this new system. Got a John Bound report coming up, and then we're going to get to your phone call. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.